Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hey guys, I'm Josh Schrantz. I currently reside between Dallas, Texas and Miami, Florida. I am a real estate agent, business consultant, and currently my day role is Vice President of Revenue and Retention for a SaaS company.
So how did you get your career started? Like, what made you want to go and to do all these different things?
A couple of different reasons. I grew up with really entrepreneurial parents, watched my father start several businesses while we were living at home. Kind of a creative mind. I really hate being told what to do often. So it made sense for me to kind of go and start my own avenues of making money. And I like watching businesses grow. You know, I've always been good at putting a team together. And, you know, most of the times when businesses are in the infancy stage, it's a matter of having the right people in place. So I enjoy doing that. And in the course of doing that, that has, you know, obviously evolved into multiple different verticals, you know, from hospitality to marketing to, you know, more of a telecom logistics background as well. Same skill set, just different industries at it.
For sure. But I guess, like, how do you kind of differentiate and manage your time? So you mentioned, obviously, real estate, marketing, all these different things, business coaching and consulting. So how do you prioritize these different things?
For me, I've always kind of joked around with my friends. It was, you know, my Batman job and my Bruce Wayne job. You know, during the day, I'd be behind a computer screen 9 to 5 with some tech company, BlackBerry, Sprint, Nextel, Microsoft. And then at night, I would be a nightclub manager. So it was kind of a clear distinction for me. Everybody says, you're doing too much. It's like, you guys are still going to go out at night. You're still going to try to meet up with your friends. You're going to try to do a networking event or two a week. Let me just do that in one place and get paid for it. And a lot of the marketing things that I was implementing during the day were recipes for knockout success in the nightclub side of things at night. You know, being trained by Microsoft how to use all of their platforms and everything kind of gave me a leg up in some of the different industries where tech wasn't really being utilized quite yet. And then I just kind of rode that wave. And, you know, I've always been really good with people, thankfully. And just kind of combined the two. Real estate has become a bigger vertical here in the last couple of years. I guess for the last 5 years or so, commercial office brokering. And then my father owned a construction business growing up. So we've always been around painting and flipping and, you know, throwing sheetrock up. So kind of a background doing that. And then, you know, 95% of wealth is created from the real estate industry. I like the freedom that it provides and lots of flexibility. I had originally gotten my real estate license to be a business broker, but with the real estate market being what it is in Texas, there's always an opportunity to make money, you know, selling lands, renting, you know, an apartment, anything. You know, there's a million ways to do that here in Texas.
For sure. So what is, I guess, like, you know, some of your big objectives for 2024?
For 2024, I would love to buy real estate for myself, my first investment property, whether it be a duplex or a triplex or a fourplex. So while I'm out actively helping other people, I'm looking for opportunities for myself. I think that would be a big one. And there's a lot of moving parts, obviously, that go behind that. You know, you have to, you know, different credit things in place. And so it sounds like a real simple goal, but there's a lot behind that. That'll probably be the big, big one. If I get that done this year, I'll consider that a huge win for me. And then, you know, probably, let's say five real estate deals. If I can ramp up and start knocking out one a month between here now and the end of the year, I'll consider that a huge improvement in cadence for myself and, you know, put me on the right trajectory. But yeah, that'll probably be a big one. You know, of course, spending as much time with my kid as possible. It's always a, you know, big goal of mine. And we're going down to Nicaragua in May. I would love, love, love. We have a school down there to get either the well dug, finished. We've been doing that for a while. Or solar finished or started and finished on the roof of the either house or the school. Either one of those projects would just be game changing now. Huge feather in everybody's cap. So yeah, buy, sell first real estate property. Help the school down in Nicaragua, hope bilingual academy, get their water, their electricity figured out. Hayden's going to be joining the Air Force here in September. So making sure that I'm present for that ramp up process and, you know, that he, you know, makes it on board. That's a huge goal of mine too. Kind of a mutual goal of both of ours. and then maybe squeeze in one more trip for myself somewhere I haven't been. I haven't done that in a while. Most trips are objective focused. You know, we're either going down there to fix something or going down there to show somebody, you know, but so a trip for me, I'd like to get off the radar for a couple of days, I think.
For sure. Like, what do you like, I guess in terms of trends right now, like, you know, what are some of the things that you're seeing, you know, and the things that you're doing day to day? Obviously 2024 is kind of like always like, it's like a big year. There's so many things going on, but like, what are some like the biggest trends that you're seeing in the market?
I'm seeing a lot more people take control of their financial independence, which is refreshing. You know, for a long time, entrepreneurship has kind of been, haha, good luck. What are you doing? How long are we waiting until this blows up in this guy's face type of deal? But now you see more people, because it's real easy. The threshold for entrepreneurship has become, you know, super easy to get into, whether it's drop shipping on Amazon or, you know, selling crafts on Shopify. You know, there's a million ways to do that now. And nothing is kind of being laughed at. Oh, you're making tea out of your kitchen. Boom. You know, 3 months later, it's $100,000 business a month. Cool. You know, like, so lots of those trends. And in doing so, you see a lot more people spending more time at home, either working from home, using an extra room in their house as, you know, a place where they're actually generating revenue. So I'm noticing a lot of that. And then the small, medium-sized businesses that have kind of already been up and running a little bit, they're really starting to pull AI into their marketing and sales tactics. And so I'm really seeing some interesting implementations in that.
For sure. In terms of like just what you do day to day, what would you say are some of the biggest challenges that you face?
So this is just feedback that I get from my teams across almost everything, communication and organization. For me, you know, a lot of stuff's in my head and it makes sense. And, you know, I'm seeing 10 steps down the road, but you have to be able to communicate that with your immediate team. Otherwise, they'll be lost. It comes across as arrogant, condescending, vapid, and unplugged in a lot. So making sure that I'm communicating my vision, mission, tasks to my team in a loving, succinct, timely manner, and then keeping everything organized. Like you said, there's a million things going on. And so making sure that I'm not letting things slip through the cracks. One of my mentors that I'm working with now, he has a saying, never touch the same piece of paper twice. You know, so something comes across your desk, handle it, finish it, you're done. Instead of, let me put this into another stack that I have to take care of later. Because then by that time, you'll have three more stacks you have to catch up with. So those are kind of they used to be blind spots, but things that I'm actively aware of and working on now.
For sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you got started?
Focus. It takes longer than you think. Start early. You're the sum of the five people you hang out with. So if you're trying to come up with your same couch buddies that, you know, aren't really doing much, you're going to be stuck there. So go find people that are where you want to be. And that's the fastest way to get there. Network, network, network. 99%, I'm just quantifying a random number. Most of the opportunities in my life have come because of networking with the right people, being in the right room, not being afraid to tell an idea to somebody new. And actually, a lot of it has been from connecting to people. You know, a lot of time you go into a networking situation, how can I help this person or how can they help me? What I found the magic for me is let me learn everything I can about this person and what they're doing and really understand their opportunities and pain points in their business. And then I'll do that again with somebody else. And I'll do that 10 times in the same room. Hey, you really need to go meet this guy. Oh, this person sounds like they have a really, you know, interesting tie into what you're working on now. And then my value just exploded, right? Like, and my takeaway was nothing, but the next time either one of these two parties needed anything within the sphere of something that I touched, I was the first guy that they thought. And so that was really one of the magic pieces to network.
I love that. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social Absolutely. Media, I guess, best ways to get into contact?
Schronce.com, Schronce.com is, you can go there to the homepage and see my family on there, a lot of the things we're working on, links to the school in Nicaragua. Of course, you can find me on Instagram at Joshronce. Big presence on LinkedIn. I started that page when I was like 17 or 18. I think it was still tied to a Hotmail account up until a couple months ago. You can find me on there, Josh Jones on LinkedIn. And then I've got way too many Facebook pages. I started one out as, you know, when I was a sophomore in college, and that, you know, quickly hit friends. And then I started another one as a nightclub manager. That quickly hit the friends limit. And then a few years ago, I started a new one, and that's at its friends limit. So just type in Josh Johnson. I made it pretty easy to find me.
Awesome. Well, Josh, thank you so much for your time today.
Of course. Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thank you. All right. Bye.